In regards to what?
No, not yet.
How did you make what happened yesterday?
We just didn't play well enough on certain plays. I think it was a great learning experience for us in that some of the plays where we broke down, we could have definitely played better. And then in some instances, they just beat us one-on-one. We weren't able to win the one-on-one battles. Oh, I think there is some of that, that the guys are ready to go, that's for sure, and get around to playing in the regular season. But, you know, this is still a great time to learn, perfect your craft, you know, excel on your technique and stuff, and we have to be able to do that. And we weren't perfect on that the other night by any means.
Last year in the third game, the Texans did something similar. Do you recall that at all? And how did you use that to get you ready for the regular season?
I kind of recall that game last year as being, yeah, we got beat, and I don't really remember what the score was, but I saw a lot of good signs in that game, too, that I thought meant good things for going down the road. And I still see that here, too. It's important that we learn from our technique mistakes and not repeat them. Yesterday, we played the run pretty good, other than the one that popped out of there. Thought we had some good individual efforts. You know, Justin Smith showed that he's ready to go. A couple other players did also. We just were inconsistent, and I was, you know, particularly disappointed in some of the backups' performances after they got in there.
Anything wrong with Tremaine Brock?
Pardon me?
Anything wrong with Tremaine Brock?
Oh, he's got a little hand injury that he's fighting through, but nothing that should affect him a great deal. He's played better.
A couple of weeks ago, you said somehow, some way, you got to find a role for him. Do you know what that role is yet?
Well, he's definitely, you know, he's a backup nickel right now, a backup corner. You know, the more 3 and 4 wide receiver teams that we see, you know, the more he'll get to play. But if he keeps playing the way he's playing and becomes an expert at his craft, we'll find a way to get him in there.
Are you any closer to figuring out the backup situation at safety?
No.
Is anyone who you thought could play really well yesterday?
I think Trent Johnson made some improvements. You know, McBatt's been improving some as we move forward and getting more comfortable in our system. And I think CJ was up and down a little bit the other night, but he still, over the long haul, has improved since the beginning.
Some of the guys you had on your side of the ball, did you address some of the...
Who in particular?
Brown.
Yeah, you know, we cut a couple guys. Obviously, at this time of the camp, you have to let some guys go, and you know, you have to let some guys go. And sometimes we don't want to. We think they're young guys that have some potential, and they're guys that we will look into. Some of them potentially as practice squad players, or maybe to bring back next off season when you start signing players in February, or to guys to keep hot in case you have some injuries. Last night.
You go with three outside linebackers again. Is Dobbs a guy that can kind of fill an emergency role if need be?
He can definitely fulfill a role in our sub stuff, you know, as a defensive end. It'd be a tall order for him right now to fulfill as an outside linebacker.
See much of a lot of Francis.
Yeah, he played a lot last night. He probably played close to 50 plays, if not more. And he did okay for his first time. You got to consider the guy wasn't here until late last week and didn't have the pads on until, I guess it was Monday. And really, he did okay in the game. Hopefully, he'll make some progress this week and play even better against San Diego.
Anything else?
What your plan is as far as where the starters play on Thursday?
We haven't totally decided that yet. I think it will be more so on an individual basis than on a unit basis.
Did you game plan for the future?
No.
Is that why you don't get hung up, or do you get hung up as a
result? No. I still think the results bear itself out. I mean, particularly when the first group was in there, we were playing stuff that we play all year round, you know. There was just nothing special, and maybe we didn't have our guys alerted to their offense as much as you would in a regular season. But you're still disappointed in the results because all the defenses we played yesterday are things that we'll carry into each and every game. No, he does that a lot anyway. A lot of the stuff he does is dummy signals and tries to get in your head defensively at times. Sometimes he is audibly. But he's not the only quarterback in the league that does that. You know, Rodgers does it, who we're playing in the first game. And I don't think that's anything to be alarmed about.